broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
All right, Justin, who we got next up in the booth today?
We have a good friend, Arthur Kapoor, founder and CEO of Health EC. Welcome to the show, Arthur.
Thank you, Justin.
You got it, my friend. I'll put those on just so you can hear my voice. Arthur's been a good friend, but spent some time with him a couple weeks ago and really dove into his innovation. And I was thoroughly impressed. And at that point, I said, we certainly got to make sure that we highlight you and we walk through it because you guys are engaging. Well, Health EC, you guys are in about 20 different ACOs across the country. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And obviously, that's the frontier. That's where we're going. So I don't want to jump too far ahead in our discussion, but I got very passionate very quickly. You have a partner, Dr. Seth, a phenomenal guy and just a great intellectual. And we had just a stimulating conversation. And so I just said, we got to make sure that we talk about this because what you guys are achieving is what a lot of people are wanting to get to. Mm-hmm. So I love it.
Thank you. It's, as they say, you keep working towards one goal, and that is to make sure you control the cost down, keep the cost down and have better analytics to make decisions.
Yep. And that's what we were just talking about with my last guest was getting, the intelligence inside your data.
Right. Again, I think, Justin, the problem is that data is sitting in separate silos. Mm-hmm. It's not what I call accessible. Data is there, and to your point, people are not using the data to make proper decisions. Data is something which you can bring in, but it's not being that easy to bring in because EMRs have their own limitations.
Right.
Claim systems of payers have their own limitations. And then obviously you have the other side of things, which is the lab and the clinical side of things. If you can combine all the sets of data, put them together, provide a complete EMPI, which is a master patient index on every patient, mm-hmm. that this is the person that we are talking about. And at that point, if you can relate to that patient, and then now we have a new thing, which is, well, not new thing, it should have been looked at a long time ago, and that's probably one of our strong suite that we say, it's the social determinants. So mm-hmm. what do you do with those? A patient might not have access to transport. 43 million Americans today live in poverty, mm-hmm. and they are probably costing the country the maximum dollars.
Right.
Do we take care of that? No, because social isolation is a big issue. The person is all by himself and ends up going to the hospital because he needs somebody to listen to what he's saying.
Right.
And can you identify that patient? Can you babysit that patient? That's what's all about.
Yeah. No, you bring up a good point. So I guess you guys are tackling this in a couple of different ways, but what are some of the trends that you're seeing in the industry and that you guys are highlighting?
Okay, the trends now is, most of the trends that I see, everybody has data in separate silos.
Right.
Now people are coming back and saying, hey guys, can I bring this data together and make sense of it? Mm-hmm. So that's one big thing. Now people are saying, okay. But then EMR vendors have a little bit of an issue, and which probably is going to be the future now where people are saying, listen, I will share data.
Right.
The new administration is also making a big point that data should be shared. It's not happened before, so that's another trend. The third part, that is to connect it to the social side and socioeconomic, because without that, you're not reading your population correctly.
Right.
So these are the trends that I see now. It's not about big data. Big data is done. You have the data, mm-hmm. but how do you slice and dice the data?
Yep. How do you use it?
Well, more than that is priming the pump. How do you bring the data in? We have situations where physicians have 50 plus EMRs. They don't talk to each other. How do you bring the 50 EMRs
right.
in?
True.
That's yeah. what we see.
So give me some practical applications of how you guys address this.
Okay. We were fortunate enough because we were a clearinghouse to begin with. So we understood the platform of how claims clearinghouse. So we knew claims, the business of claims. Then obviously what we did was we studied the market of the clinical. So the HL7, the records, and how do you map them together. And the third part was, which got a little more, is the EMR. So now, to scrub the EMR to get the data out, and you can't do anything with unstructured data, so you have to do with the structured data.
Yep.
But if you bring it in, what we are seeing is putting them together and just making sure that the data can sit, and you as a administrator or as a person running that organization, be it population health, whatever you call it, you need to have the access to the data. But you should be able to go on the fly and change and say, I want to see what happened 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. Or I want to see what is happening yesterday. The real-time information is what's now required. Remember, claims are very old, so you can't just depend on claims. So this is where what I see.
So what most impressed me is the diversity of the programs that you guys also engage. So cover just some of those. So we're talking from CPC to MSSP to, you know, all the acronyms in our industry, Comprehensive Primary Care Initiative and so forth. So.
Yep, we cover those because I think, Justin, what happens is in real life, mm-hmm. when we are getting all the data that we get, it's very natural for us to advise our clients how to maximize the data. How do they go and maximize it for quality? How do they maximize it for payment? Sometimes you go to a payer, and payer gives you a report, which probably is not accurate.
So true.
But if you go to the payer and say, listen, my quality has gone up, mm-hmm. while you're saying the quality is down, that's not correct. But I have data to prove it. Now, if you go and you have a different dialogue now with the payer. So at that point, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, the payer is more engaged.
Yes.
Provider is more engaged.
Yep.
And we are still missing one thing, and that is the patient. The patient is still not engaged, and you need to engage the patient more. You know, we've noticed it. Out of the 43 million Americans who are in poverty, 99% have smartphones. When was the last time they got a message saying, hey guys, I'm at this store buying this, don't buy it, it's not good for you.
So say that stat one more time. That's fascinating. I want to make sure my audience grabs that.
Yeah. So what happens is we are doing post-analysis.
Yeah.
But if you have all the data before, imagine you push out a message on your smartphone saying, Mr. Patient, I know. Don't send him 6 days before.
Right.
While he's out buying groceries, you say,
this
might not be the right thing for you.
That's excellent. Yep.
Now, hold a minute. He's saying, are you watching me?
Right.
No, it's not you. We know that this is not good for you.
Right.
But if we can relate to that and we can bring those kind of technology push out messages, then I think we are talking about it.
Now that's actually, and this kind of leads me to my final question here in the last couple of minutes, because I do want to eke out, this show is all about finding and tackling best practices. So what are two or three best practices that you would share to providers and to health systems and so forth around this?
So I'll take that as, I'll separately address that. Mm-hmm. So I think for providers, they're hampered because they don't have data. They cannot make better decisions because they can't access data. They might have all the tools, but they can't access data. So give them more. Providers have been complaining. And you know what? I do agree about meaningful use, but we have burdened the providers for a lot of things.
Right.
New administration is already talking about that maybe we have burdened the providers too much. We need to free them up to take care of the patients better. Now, that also relates to, are we going to improve their quality of life in the sense that providers so that they can make more money? Everybody used to say doctors make more money, but you know what? In the past few years, doctors have been complaining.
Right.
Okay? The payers are making more money, mm-hmm. but employers are spending more money.
Right.
At the end of the day, the buck stops with us as consumers, and we have not been able to control it because the system is the way it is designed. So, you know, whatever you might say about Affordable Care Act, the issue there is people are still not addressing the basic issue, which is how do I get my provider to take care of me? How does a patient get more engaged? Patients nowadays, I mean, we have where people are paying their insurance bills, their co-payments from their phones.
Yeah.
Okay. Why can't we do more things like that? So what I see is best practices is maybe make sure that the providers take care of the patients better.
Mm-hmm.
Patients need to get more engaged with their decisions of what concerns them.
Yep.
And the third part, which is very important, is the employers and the payers. They need to listen to what the provider community is asking for. Because if they can't do that, we will have a broken system. So I think those are the trends and things that I see that are coming now. In fact, it's becoming a big issue with repeal and whatever happens, right? The only thing that will come out of this thing is that people will start owning up to that I have data and I can make better decisions. Let me be responsible to make the patient better. That's that's the takeaway.
That's excellent, Arthur. I know you guys are enabling it. I love it. I love your product. I love what you guys do. I'm a big fan. So thank you very much for joining the show and being a first-time guest.
Thank you. Thank you,
Justin. Arthur Kapoor, Healthy C. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.